The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Monday, welcome to the show. Monday. You're looking live at all the kids out of the Frisco ISD on the field outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where it is 60 degrees. The high is 61. The low is 43.
I love the fact that it's still in December. We're still in the 60s. I'm never not going to love that. Nope. Never at all. Chris is in the back keeping us on. This is Shannon. He is Nate. This is Kurt. I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People
feel us.
When we speak.
We're brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Overthrew my boy Cook.
And just in case you're wondering, it's 40 degrees in Buffalo with a high of 45 and a low of 31. I'm going to tell you this, fellas. Your Cowboys clinched the playoffs.
All right.
They're in the playoffs.
Glass half full.
I'm not going to let that game take my Christmas joy away from me. I have my ugly sweater on, my Miller Lite. Thank you, Miller Lite. My ugly sweater on, and I'm not going to let them get me out of the Christmas spirit.
Because
we have a week leading up to... What are you doing?
He's making sure your elbow don't hit it.
Yeah, your elbow almost hit it.
You're as close to your elbow now. Let's just put it over here.
Okay, well,
because I know how you are with open drinks.
All right, okay. Do what you got to do, yeah. We got to look out for you. You won't go to the doctors when we don't know what your eyesight is.
So,
I mean, what you feel?
There's so much to talk about, but I, unlike other Cowboy fans, I feel like I am not going. Now, you go to Miami and this happens, I'm this going to ruin my New Year's. But right now, I am still in the giving spirit, so I'm going to give them grace.
Okay.
I want to cuss. I want to scream. Mm. I want to say, what in the F was that? But I'm going to give them some grace.
For what?
And that's coming from Kurt. That ain't coming from me and Nate. That's coming from Kurt.
Kurt, so you chimed in. How you feel about the game? What's your recap? You were the one that was worried on this show. You were the one was like,
I wanted to pick against them.
What are your thoughts? Thoughts?
It's just it raises all the questions again. You know, we had seen them take these steps, killing the bad teams. Finally, you know, got through. Seattle dominated the Eagles. Next step, win big on the road or get a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are again. And it wasn't just they lost, they got beat up.
Yeah, right. Got dominated.
It's feast or famine with this team. You either kill them or they kill you.
So all the same questions are back out. You know, is it the same old thing?
Nate, initial thoughts.
Oh, Back to the Future.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, yep. You ain't seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, I've seen Back to the Future.
He got the backpack on. Yeah. He's ready to jump.
No. Back to the Future
means... What does that
mean
in regards to...
What we seen in the past...
Watch me walk right out the door. I walked in.
What we seen in the past...
Hate to see you leave. Love to see you walk away.
What we've seen in the past is still in the present, and it's going to be like that in the future. If we can't stop the run, and if we can't run the ball... It's back to the future, baby. It's the same old, same old, same old.
The scary part.
We don't have enough people that care about, or we don't have the people to stop because they dictated to us.
Right.
We can't continue to be a team. If you're going to win on the road, which you will be on the road, you have to be able to overcome adversity. You have to be able to be 8 to 9 to 10 points down and still be able to score. That means you have to have a diverse team that can adjust to stop the run, that can adjust to safety sitting over the top, making you take an extra second to read. Your offensive line has to be a lot better. It's just so many things that went wrong. I said this before. I said, this team scares me because they got to be the best seven to six team I've seen. If you check all of their numbers, they add up. What was wrong? Well, they got Joe Brady. And Joe Brady said, you know what? Just trust me. Trust me. You'll get the win, Josh. You'll get the win, but I'm finna run it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Man.
Are they the best 8-6 team you've seen now?
But they coming. They're
clicking.
This team's I'm always wonder about. Buffalo is that team. The Chargers is that team.
The Cowboys.
What? Yeah. But Jess, that's here. Because I know you got it lined
the voice
up.
Voice of reason.
Oh. I know you
the
got.
Voice
of
reason.
Yeah, I'm rolling with Shannon. I mean, I'm good.
He's being patient, so you know he got a lot.
Yeah, he got a lot to say.
Look at his smile.
At 106.
What are his concert was a disaster. His football team was a disaster.
When I don't say nothing, they're like, "Oh, what's wrong with him? He doesn't want to talk." He doesn't. When I shut up and I let people have
up.
The floor,
it's the smirk. It's the smirk.
Yeah, let go, man. Comes up.
You know, this is one of those games, and I was watching some of it last night, and I watched some of it again this morning. And we talk about football being complementary, yes, right? And we hear about complementary football being practiced. I think one of the things that we don't talk about enough is teams build teams in a complementary form. What does that mean? At no point in time, this year, last year, year before that, has this Cowboys team been physical. They're not a physical football team. It's not in their DNA. It's not in their identity. Please don't confuse having a physical player or a couple players who like to get physical with your team being physical, with your team having the identity of physicalness. Secondly, this team has never been, I shouldn't say never, in recent years, hasn't been a run-stopping team. No. That has been the Achilles heel of this team for a very long time. What are they good at? They are good defensively, pressures, sacks. On the other end, getting turnovers from the secondary.
Mm-hmm. Do those go hand in hand, physical and stopping the run?
No. Yes, it's a part of it. But the complementary part is this defense is able to be good when your offense plays ahead. Mm-hmm. When your offense gets out, that this is the complementary part. The complementary to this defense is the offense getting out, scoring points early, allowing you to get up 7, 10, 14 points so that now the things that this defense does well,
they have to do.
Pass rush, mm-hmm. pressures, interceptions, turnovers on the back end. When you don't give this offense, when you don't give this defense a lead to play with, they're not good. They're not good enough to sustain it. Mm. I said this for weeks, and I've gotten backlash. And this is not a pat on the back moment. Nate's even agreed with me. While Marquise Bell has done a lot of good things for this football team, when you get in the playoffs and teams decide we are going to run the football,
he was getting washed out a lot.
He is. And it's nothing against Marquise Bell.
Nothing.
Great this player.
He's 205 pounds.
He don't have enough ass to play defense.
He's 205 pounds, man. Way. Like, he's done some great things. Kudos to him for taking on the task that Dan Quinn asked him to take on. Son, we need you to play a little bit of linebacker. I know that you're a safety. We need you to play linebacker. And he did it. Great for him. But you saw yesterday what a playoff team looks like on the road when they determined to do something. Marquise Bell was getting put, and it's unfair to him for me to say this because what else is going to happen when a 300-pound dude consistently gets a chance to tee off on you? You're not going to be able to withstand that. And time again, you saw that to the tune of 105 yards that James Cook had in the first half. He ended the game with 179 yards. They ran for 266 yards.
Say that again.
266 yards.
Passing?
Rushing. Josh Allen threw the ball 15 times, only had 7 completions.
95 yards.
He said after the game, I feel like the kid in class, the group project that didn't do that, any work, but got an 8.
James Cook, at the end of the game, rushed for 7.7 yards per carry. Like 7.7 yards per carry. They won the time of possession by over 10 minutes. I know that's a stat that you love. That defense had no answer for this team. And it seems as if they came, the Cowboys, when this schedule came out in May, June, or whatever the hell it came out, we looked down and we said, oh, man, Buffalo in December, it's going to be cold, snowy, da-da-da-da-da.
And it wasn't.
Mm-mm. But one thing that we did do, we watched all week long what the weather was going to be.
rain.
It seems that the Cowboys are just like, don't worry about it. We're going to do what we do normally. And if you watch the film and you looked at the numbers, which I know Coach did, I know they analytics, the Buffalo Bills play, if not the most, the second or third highest most cover two shell defense in the league, meaning two high safeties all the time. All the time. So they saying, you ain't getting nothing over our heads. You had the one opportunity in the first, and they said, all right, we gave you one. You missed the opportunity. You ain't getting no more. They didn't give up any more deep shots. That's their mode of playing defense. You knew that
did
coming
they take
in.
Any more deep shots?
There was no more to take.
Is that what it was? They took it away?
There were no more to take. They do that to everybody. But you came into this game with the idea that we were going to just keep running our offense the way that we did.
I don't even want to watch
at home. This wasn't that type of game. They decided, and Tony Pollard, when he was rushing the football, he was rushing with aggression, with physicalness.
Good.
I was like, they were like, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to try to pass the ball. Well, you fell right into the hands of the Buffalo Bills, and they wore you out. They waxed you. Like I said, 7.2 yards a carry. The backup running back had 6 yards a carry. Josh Allen had 3 yards a carry. Overall, they had 5.5 yards per carry. So two carries, it was like, no need for you to pass. We're going to get a first down in two plays.
I'm going
to
be real careful how I say this. Make sure it doesn't come out wrong. You got dictated to like you normally dictate to other teams.
Yeah.
They established the run. They got in front of you and forced you to play a game that you didn't want to play. And you didn't do very good at it.
No, you did. You did terrible at it.
This is what's amazing, is, and the reason I say Back to the Future is because every time we play a team with that type of talent, equal or better, it's going to be two personal penalties against us. That's going to keep a drive that's supposed to be 3rd and 10. Hey, we're going to do something dumb. 3rd and 15, we're going to do something dumb. Keep the drive alive. Not only do they score, but they get 6. So when you're on the road, you know, I can tell you your problems. It's 4 things, really. Your run game has to be solid. That has to travel everywhere when you go on the road. Your defense has to be superb. You can't give up nothing. You are the Band-Aid. And your special teams is what's going to take you over the top, because you're going to keep us in perfect through the punt and through kickoff and punt return. Well, punt returns now. You're going to keep us in good field position, decent field position. And now don't make the dumb penalty. It's going to be penalties enough, but don't make the dumb one. Okay, and I know, and see, this is one thing. That's why I don't do X, because, well, what D-Law did, That wasn't a penalty. What Kirsch did, that wasn't a penalty. Well, it wasn't a penalty, but they got about 10 points off of that. So whether y'all believe it was a penalty or not, it was 10 points added on to their score.
And this is another thing to add on to what you're saying. This is the most penalized team in the National Football League.
Yeah.
Like
Cowboys?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The Cowboys are the most penalized team in the National Football League. So these things happen more often than not. So you talk about the referees all that you want, but this team is the most penalized team in the National Football League. They were that a year ago. They were in the top 5 a year ago. They were in the top 5 the year before after that. This is a consistent thing with this football team. So you want to talk about the referees and all that kind of stuff. The Cowboys cost themselves more often than not. More often than not, because of their undisciplined ways. The punt, Sam Williams. There is not a special teams coach in the world.
They teach you straight up.
In the world. There's not a special teams coach.
What should he have done?
What you've been taught to do.
Yeah.
If we call a punt block or you defeat your man and you get close enough to block the punt, you are taught, this is my camera right here, you are taught your hands are to go like this or like this, right? One of these two. Now, my next focus point is I am taking the ball off the kicker's foot.
That's right.
Because now I'm here, I'm extended, I'm focused on the foot of the kicker. I'm taking the ball off of his foot. If I miss, What's going to happen is his foot's going to go up. I'm going to slide under. It will not be a penalty. Nowhere are you ever taught to jump vertically. There's not high school, college, pros will never teach you to jump, because that's going to happen every single time.
You know what's maddening about that? Is he is so talented and so good, and it's like he's there where he needs to be multiple times this year, and just something like that happens.
See, the thing that gets you, but it burns me, is Josh thought he was going to take off just to play before, and he just sucked him up, tackling him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you turn around, you beat the center, and I'm like, this is a block.
And you
then all of a sudden,
hole.
I saw him go, jump straight. I said, oh, my. As soon as he jumps
straight
up,
and the ball
up,
ain't
bro.
Going up there. Yeah, the ball is going out this way. Like the
yeah,
trajectory.
It went under his arm.
It went under, yeah, because we the all ball's never going up in the air.
We all was looking. And we said,
if he follows his principles, which I know Fossil has taught him,
mm-hmm.
if he follows the principles of what he's been taught, and to take the ball off the punter's foot,
that's six the other way.
100%. But this is not to get personal with Sam Williams, but Sam Williams is a guy who doesn't make sound decisions on or off the field. Like, when you look at Sam Williams' career at the Cowboys, he like, you scratch your head with some of the decisions that he makes. You go, that's not smart. Mm. Whether it's the accidents that he's having off the field or the things that he's doing on the field, you're like, you have all the intangibles, all the measurables, all the talent to do the right things. It's just like, you have these moments of brain farts that lead to you making very can't get right decisions. Like, you can't have that, because you're an integral part of this team. Whether that be defensively, special teams wise, you can't block a punt in the beginning of the year, then the next two times you got penalties now. Like, something has to give here, because you caught that. Like, that is a costly penalty. You cost your team, one, your defense to get off the field. If you followed your principles and tools, you could have put points on the field for your team, and then you give them the ball back and they go down and score a touchdown. Like, those type of things you just can't do, man. And too often, this Cowboys team, offensively and defensively, whether it's a hold on offense or kill a drive, a big play is brought back because of some ludicrous play. You cannot do that against solid football teams.
Every team that done got us and beat us convincingly has rushed for more than 170 yards. You just, you know, as soon as I saw the bully ball, I just started laughing. When it was 14-0, I was over there. I told us, fellas, game over. They looked at me like, why? Because they're going to continue to run, and we're not physical enough. And that's, you know, it ain't no knock. That's just the truth.
And maybe it's been this way in past games where they beat us up with the run, but it seems like in the past it's been up the middle, off the guards. This game they were going, it seemed like, off the tackles, and everywhere. You still couldn't stop them. Like, it was just
– however you want it.
Yeah.
However you want it.
Is that Tupac?
I don't know who.
How do you want it? How do you feel?
Let's take our first break.
In the middle of the outside, we going to do how we feel.
Yeah.
First
how
break.
Do you want it?
We'll be right back. On Hanging with the Boys. We'll try to
let's go to calls, man. Monday. Jesse done got
oh, all no. We don't want to hear from that today. Monday.
Oh, I listened to the guy before us. He was hammered.
Let him cool off.
Nick. No, they ain't going to be. They going to be worse.
We'll be right back on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com.
Blockchain, baby. And
congratulations, Nate. You won the pod pick for our show.
What is he? Because he said one
field goal made. Nate said 30 yards, and it was 32 yards. So congratulations. I'm not even going to go over the scores.
We were all wrong.
Because everybody picked the Cowboys, and I just don't want to relive that memory.
That by three show enough was... Extended.
Extended, all right. We're going to try to find some light at the end of the tunnel after Jesse gives us a depressing stat.
What's the stat, Jesse?
Go,
Jesse. I'm fine with
it.
Just keep talking.
I'll tell you like this right here, fellas. I'm not disappointed.
What do you mean you're not disappointed?
No, I'm not because...
You saw it coming, right?
I need it from... This is the playoff scenario that we just... That Jesse just said. They beat Philadelphia. A pretty decent team, even though they were wounded. Now you go on the road against, I thought Buffalo was a very good team. Now you go and you show people through adverse weather, through I think can be a great quarterback. He's not there yet. And they had a nice running game, solid running game.
He broke career records.
No. But I'm saying up until that point. They were not what they were.
Right.
Okay, a back that can catch out of the backfield. A nice route running receiver and a nice tight end. So this gave you everything you needed as a coach and as a staff to say, hey, fellas, we need to win this game because this is the scenario we're playing. We know you done went through five wins here, and we know it took a lot out of you. But if we can win this game here, it'll go a lot to show you who you are. This is what, in a couple of weeks, believe it or not, this thing will be over in about 3 weeks, and we'll be like, okay, where are they going first? Jesse already told us we're going to Tampa. So, okay, we beat Tampa. Guess where we're going now?
Dun, dun, dun.
We're going to Boombox City. Mm. Can you beat Boombox City? Come on, man. It's the same thing.
And not only that, we call to the table or to the carpet a lot when it comes down to Freaky Mike, respectfully and rightfully so when it's time to. This game, we got to call Dan Quinn to the carpet. We give him a lot of credit for what he's done. He made zero adjustments. Like, if you were even watching that game, listen to that game, Greg Olf says, like, in the third quarter, he called it a 6.5-man box. Why do you still have 6 men in the box? Like, they've clearly decided.
This is what we're doing all night.
We are running the football.
Allen had 21 passing yards in the second half.
In the second, they said, all right, well, listen, until they figure out a way to stop it,
And it just so happened the 17 of those came on a one-handed catch off of his back foot down the sideline for a first down to put you away.
So Dan Quinn never added more men to the box. He never said, we're going to blitz, run,
why?
We're gonna run
do
blitz.
Why do you think that? Because he's a genius.
I have no idea. I don't know about a genius.
We all think up until now he was a genius.
I think Dan Quinn is really good. But there was something about that. I'm just like, you just cowered down and just said, just no Vaseline. We're going to just take it, no Vaseline. And you did nothing to adjust. And that says a lot in a football game where down 21-3 at halftime. You get the ball back, right? That to me, that was the last time you were afforded the opportunity to matriculate the ball down the field without having big chunk plays. You don't get it done, right? Once you punt the ball and they get the ball back, everything about what you should do now has to be we're in attack mode. We're in attack mode. We're going. That has to be the mold.
Young bloods, Jess.
Yeah, you better not go out there. Now them folks Marshall. Right there put something on you. Oh, that's Marshall. You guys are playing in the bowl game this weekend over there.
Oh, okay. Hold on, fellas. Jess, can you hold on a minute, man? I'm going to go say something to him. Just
listen.
Say
wait. Yeah. If you go out there, you mess with these kids. These are No. These young boys. I'm not going out there to help you.
Don't put your hands on them.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear what we're saying?
You put your hands on them, you on your own. I ain't going out there messing with them young boys. They strong and got energy. I got 30 seconds. And they ain't going. But for look, they all looking trying to get on the screen.
Yeah. By the way, can y'all hear us out there?
Can y'all hear us?
They can.
Okay. They can hear us a little bit.
He said a little bit. Turn us up, Chris, out there. Sorry to stop down the show. Can y'all hear?
It's always the big boys.
Now? Can you hear it a little bit? He said, turn it up out there, Chris. So just here, let me go tell him.
So interesting, you know.
Hey, just so y'all know, this is three-time Super Bowl champ Nate Newton.
There you go.
Offensive line for the Dallas Cowboys.
What's up, big bro?
Back now?
You all right?
We had a kid locally from here.
Will we get fired if we bring them in?
We're going to get fired, man.
We'll get fired?
Yeah.
We'll get fired.
Plus, this room ain't big enough.
Yeah.
It's a big old
place. We had a local kid. We had a local kid from Capel who played tight end for Marshall. Yeah, Steven.
Oh, nice.
No, Sean Salas.
Are they playing up in the Frisco Bowl?
Yeah.
Don't they? Who are they playing? North Dakota State. That's basically who comes here every single year.
Now North Dakota State already played the bowl game.
Did they?
That's FCS. That's FCS.
They're going to Rogers.
They're playing UT San Antonio.
Okay. UT San Antonio, my son, old school.
There you go.
But
sorry, we just wrecked the whole
thing. Sorry, Jesse.
No, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Shout out to Marshall, man. Shout out to you, young boys, man. Best of luck to you tomorrow. Oh, whenever they play this week.
Tomorrow, yeah, you got
it. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, we got to hold Dan Quinn's feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who didn't make adjustments for all of his greatness and his genius. He didn't have an answer at any point in time in this game on how to stop. And it wasn't because they didn't have Jalen, not Solomon Dre, but Jonathan Hankins. That it wasn't because of that. Jonathan Hankins wouldn't have stopped this onslaught. Like he's a good player. He wasn't stopping this by himself.
I agree. It wouldn't have been 266 yards because you could take all that in the middle and squash a little bit of that. But this is what I believe happened yesterday.
Let me just point.
Yeah,
it wasn't on the middle.
That's what I'm saying.
They had nine yards of carry to the outside.
That's what I'm saying. There you go.
Was that your stat?
No, that wasn't even the stat
real.
I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
They had 9 yards of carry to the outside. On top of that, Cook was averaging 4.2 yards before he was contacted by anyone.
Thank you.
Man. Before someone was laying a finger on him, he was 4 yards up the field.
They had 12 missed tackles on running.
Let me say it. What Dan Quinn did is
took the day off.
He just told his players, man, it ain't no scheme that's gonna stop this because, like you said, it was hitting us everywhere. across the whole line. So what you gonna do? You can't figure out where they're running.
You gotta sell out there.
And that's what I'm saying. Only thing you could do is bring the people to the box.
Then do it. You know, at that point in time, he had nothing to lose.
He was sending the message to his front seven, y'all. This is what it's about.
You had nothing to lose at that point in time.
But that's what it did.
All right. So here's the stat that I had. This comes from the great Bobby Belt. Mm. Coming into this game, this is prior to anything before this game started. Mm. This was a telltale sign of how this game was going to go. Rain games for Rain Dakota Prescott.
We talked about the cold.
Rain.
But we didn't talk about the rain, yeah.
Done farewell in the rain. Prior to this game, and the rain games that Dak led up to this point, Dak was 46 of 79, 58.2% for 498 yards, 6.3 yards per pass. He had zero touchdowns, he had one interception, and he had a 71.6 passer rating. Whenever Dak's in the rain, he doesn't play well. And that was another example when you look how this night ended for Dak Prescott. He ended the night, where were we at here? It wasn't good. It didn't matter. He didn't throw for a touchdown. They handed the ball off to CeeDee Lamb. And that was barely scoring a touchdown in that game, but they were on pace to not even scoring a touchdown in this game. So this whole thing was, it was bad. It was bad all the way around, but the finger needs to be pointed, I think, at this time, got to be pointed at Dan Quinn. Like, he has to shelter a lot of the load of the lack of energy, the lack of physicalness, the lack of game plan. They just got outcoached. They got bullied. They got outplayed on all aspects. And when you give up 266 yards of rushing, that right there, that's an abomination right there.
Dak was 21 for 34, 134 yards.
And might have cost himself the MVP because he went to plus 500 after the game. And Brock Purdy is minus 225.
So what did Brock Purdy do in the game? I'm sure he had probably about 300-400 yards and four touchdowns.
Great game, yeah. Lamar Jackson's tied with Dak at plus 500. Christian McCaffrey plus 1,000. And Josh Allen at plus 1,100.
How much of that was Dak's fault, though, when he had the coverage the way it was and the line?
This is the part about MVP, right? It's can you make a play? Can you this is what, and I'm not this is the Cam Newton talk about, right? We talked about, I don't know if you guys talked about, I talked about it on my other shows. When Cam Newton made his comments about these certain guys are game managers, and I don't believe it's a negative connotation. I've said my piece about game managing. But it's, can you manage a game or can you take over a game when your team needs it the most? And in that moment, Dak should have had four interceptions in this game, if we're being completely honest. Like, if we're being completely honest, he threw four very interceptable balls. One hit one dude in the chest, he dropped it. The deep one down the field where CeeDee Lamb helped break that one up from Poyer. Cook broke one up, and then they finally got one. But yeah, it's that moment in time of the game where when things aren't going right, can you take over a game and do the things? Dak has seen shell coverage. Ain't the first time he's seen shell coverage.
What did his throw in motion look like to you? Because there were a couple of times to me it looked like he pushed the ball, which could have just been the camera angle or something like that.
Could have been the grip. Could have been the grip on the football.
It looked like he was almost, I don't know, it was a weird shot put like motion. I don't know. Let's take our first break. I mean, our last break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show and try to leave you feeling a little bit better than you did when you came in. We're not doing a very good job so far.
We're not going to finish that way either, I promise.
What we can do in the last segment of Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection, and sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Question for you guys.
Yeah, brother.
Should the fans feel, should they feel the same way they did going into this game as they should coming out? You can still win one, maybe two playoff games, right? And find yourself in the NFC Championship game.
You should win one.
Right. You should win one.
Yeah.
And then you have to go.
You're not going to Santa Clara,
right now
Clara,
you
man.
Go to San Francisco.
Got to go to Boombox City.
Right now you'd play.
Right now you'd play
Tampa.
Tampa, the winner of the South, NFC South.
And then you go to the NFC.
You can go to the number one seed, which would be San Francisco.
And that wouldn't be the NFC Championship game, would it?
No. That'll be the division round.
And it'd be one more. So you're not, at this point, you're not even making it to the NFC Championship game if you go to San Fran and what you think is going to happen, it happens.
Yeah.
So should we feel.
Nobody's beating San Fran.
You've said that. You've made that abundantly clear.
Nobody. Nobody's beating them.
Even on the AFC side, right?
Nobody's beating them.
Nobody's beating them.
Patrick Mahomes, they ain't beating them. Who else in there? Lamar Jack, they ain't beating
them. They play Baltimore next week, so we might get a.
Who?
San Francisco.
Okay.
Buffalo.
Watch.
We might get an idea.
But you know, they're still. I mean,
they're going to make
that
a statement.
Number 71 right there?
They're going to make a statement.
Yeah. As long as number 71 in the game, you got a chance to win.
They're going to make a statement.
He ain't blocked nobody, and they still finna complete a pass.
Yep. So
that's how good they are.
I guess we should say go Hawks tonight, huh? Because Seattle beats Philly, you're back in first place.
It won't matter.
But you still got
to get I love it, man. Yeah. I wanted to know. I just want to go, how long you was going to go before you start depending on another team to help us?
I think even if they lose.
I can't depend on us to help us, right?
Even if they lose, because we lost, we still sit in the same place.
Yeah.
But I think we would actually drop to second because the tiebreakers change, assuming they.
I think they change. Going forward, but I think right in this moment.
At this moment, we would still be in first.
Yeah, we would be in first. So you could still, we could come in tomorrow and be the first place Dallas Cowboys.
And they ain't won a game.
Then we need Giants to beat them twice with Tommy DeVito and Arizona.
So after that game.
Arizona might actually, they're sneaky, they're a competitive team.
Yeah. I mean, they've won games they're not supposed to win.
That's why we're sitting the reason we're sitting here.
Right? So is there any reason. Depends on how you match up with who you play, right? If you're playing a physical team that runs the ball, San Fran, maybe Philly, depending on the game.
Detroit.
Like, that's not a good matchup. But if you get the right matchup, you should still feel good about this team.
And who in the playoffs besides the NFC South?
Anybody in the South.
You don't get to play them but once.
Yes, I'm saying. You get the one time.
But, I mean, I'm trying to find a light at the end of the tunnel.
That's a train.
Not always.
That's a train. Like, that's a train.
And like, get what? You ain't James Bond, that's a train. So you are not going
to
escape.
That's a train.
But what happened to the old saying, just get...
That's
just
a locomotive coming your way.
What happened to the old saying, just get to the dance? Like, the year the Giants won it all. They won six straight.
They had
straight
the best defense in the league. Don't miss that
on any given night.
No, we don't.
Just had a bad night.
We don't. No, they could actually stop the run in New York that time.
You know the one chance we had.
They have four. They got at least on that defensive front, they all were Pro Bowlers. Just take a second to think about what they had on that defense. Michael Strahan.
JPP.
A young JPP. Tuck. O.C. Umenyora. Chris Canty.
And that was the worst player.
They had one more. They had one more young player in that team. They had Antonio Pierce at linebacker.
By the way, he's
doing pretty well.
Crazy job. Yeah,
he's doing pretty well in Arizona.
Homeboys are coming down.
So
heel,
like, they wasn't like a.
They were coming down. Heel.
That wasn't like that defense wasn't just they backed it. They backed in there because they had terrible quarterback play.
But
from
don't even good defenses have crap games? Like, I'm sure that defense at some point in that season, they didn't get to the point where they had to win six in a row at the end just to get to the wild card by having
a shutdown defense.
Like, I'm trying to find a little bit. Yeah, the Cowboys had a terrible game yesterday on defense, and your big boys maybe didn't show up, right?
Maybe. Don't sugarcoat it. They didn't show up.
Giants were 10-6 that year. I mean,
they won the last six games of the season, though, to get in.
They had a six-game winning streak earlier in the year.
They had some injuries.
They went 3-2.
Some bad things happened. Yeah, some bad things happened.
I thought they won six just to get into. Is that 2014?
No, they won all the playoff games.
2006.
What you're trying to remember is they won all the road playoff games. That's what you're remembering.
Okay.
Road.
So what you're telling me is we shouldn't even play the last three games. We should just fast forward to the second round of the playoffs where the Cowboys get beat and we end our season the week after I go to Mexico.
No.
We have one show and we'll see you at training camp. Is that what y'all are telling me?
What we're telling you is he's just trying to just explain to you.
He's the voice of reason, and I don't want to hear it. I don't want to recognize
He's explaining to you the best way possible. It started about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when I said, they can get tough one game. And Jesse said, no, they can't.
No, you know when it started.
And I knew that they couldn't, but I wanted to believe in my heart.
You know when this started. This started
about 2 years
ago. In the playoffs, 3 years ago.
Yo, yeah.
In Los Angeles, in the Coliseum.
They gave up 200.
When they gave up, and then every team.
A backup running back.
Off the couch.
Yeah,
fat, too.
Fat.
And it seems like when teams need to do that, they're able to do that. And maybe that's just because it's in our head that's when it started.
Now, ain't in our head. They ain't touch me.
Why is that a recurring theme, though, with this franchise?
Because we haven't addressed it.
I guess not, but, I mean, we've had different players. We've had different coaches. McCarthy's supposed to be tough. Quinn's supposed to be tough, and yet we still have this stigma of it's not a physical team.
You first.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
This is what I believe. I don't care what
he's believing that.
This is what I believe in. No. I ain't no fear. This is what I believe in. No. When your team is built on high-speed pass-rushing guys, I do not care what you bring in here unless you say you will not play unless you do this certain thing. Everybody eventually becomes, I want a sack. I want to do this. I want to do. No. Ain't but one person should have that. That's number 11. Everybody else, do your job. And it does not happen when we play good physical teams. You in that pass rush mode, you have, like Jesse scouted them and said, hey, they kind of rush up high. Well, we rush up high too, okay? And they hit us for 266 yards. Now, Jesse may have a different opinion on that. I mean, your leader is powerful. Your leader is fast. Your leader can change directions. He's got it all. But your leader is a pass rusher. Your leader is not a run stopper.
And your
like
team
Big,
is built
Big,
that way.
Big Wolfart, what was his name?
Vince Wolfart.
But he wanted to hug everybody, the center and both the guards, so his linebackers can run free. Our guys don't want to hug everybody.
So is that more on our front office for building team, the way they built the team?
How many of those
it's
guys?
It's been going on for, again, years.
How many kids? How many of those guys are in the
league? Hey, little kids!
How many of those guys are actually in the league, though?
Who that?
Five, six,
was that?
Seven out of 32 teams.
Kind of physical guys?
The big, huge, physical nose guard.
No, you either got to get, like Jesse said, it's a mindset now, brother.
That's the thing.
It's a mindset. It ain't so much a big fat guy. It's just got to have a mindset. Mozzie was the smallest guy that this guy lost 20 pounds. Now he the smallest guy that he's still the strongest guy, but he ain't the fastest and he ain't the quickest and he definitely ain't thinking. I mean, because if he was thinking, he'll know. First of all, I'm going to get off on this ball. Because every time he get off on the ball, nobody moves him. Now, he may not make the play, but nobody moves him. But every time he's that much slower, they hook him, they reach him, and they knock him off the ball. Because he has no momentum going anywhere. Mm. So,
yeah. Before we go.
6.5, that was one of the funnest things. I had never heard that, Jess. When Ozzie said, hey, they have 6.5 guys in the box. So I'm like, Kirsch, come on in there.
Yeah. Who's the half?
It was Kirsch. Come on in there.
He was just kind of
like, hey, come on,
man, I don't want
to
hear.
He ain't quite big enough to be a hole. Like, come on down in there, my brother. Yeah.
So before we go, go Hawks, by the way, so at least we have something fun to talk about tomorrow.
I ain't talking about the Hawks.
The struggling fans out there that are just looking for.
You're not feeling good yet, are you?
Me?
Yeah, because you just keep talking about the fans you don't feel good.
I feel fine.
That's why you came in with a light beer Miller shirt on. You've been drinking.
I'm the one that's very trepidatious about putting this team up too high. Because I know what happened yesterday is going to happen to me as a fan. Three times a year.
You know what's crazy? And I'm looking ahead a little bit. Like, we're getting ready to see the same thing in Miami.
But faster.
It's going to look different.
Faster.
Woo, woo, woo. When James Cook was getting 10, 12 yards, you might not touch the dude. You might not touch most or A-Chain when they break through the line. Mike McDaniels, talk about scheme. Mm. Talk about confusion, you eye candy, motions, and all that kind of stuff.
Jesse, wait till Wednesday.
All right, sorry.
Wait till Wednesday.
We just had NASCAR go round and round and round. You got these open wheel cars coming in now.
We just had monster trucks. Right. Like we had the monster trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
This is going to be the funny cars. Yeah. The quarter mile joint.
Yeah. Call us to. Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, yeah, they're ranked first in rushing.
They go.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I saw a stat. Mostert, his first, 8 years in the league, he had 12 rushing.
What is his name? Monster?
He has 20.
20.
What did you say his name? Monster?
Mostert.
Monster.
Yeah, he Monster. call us tomorrow. Share with us how you feel and what your expectations are.
Jesse, I like your shirt. I know pink, what it means and everything, you know, cancer and heart, whatnot. But it's like Pepto-Bismol. It was really soothing today to have you, okay? You needed that after Anita.
I did.
Good show, fellas.
Good show,
stuff. Way to speak the truth but not bring us too far down.
I don't think. It ain't us.
We'll say
us three good.
We'll say that. Y'all call us tomorrow. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. What's my man's name?
I didn't know Josh. I thought Josh was white. Josh is Hispanic.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know either.
His last name is Rodriguez.
So. Didn't know that either.
By the way, Kurt.
Who's the other white dude that we have working what you call it?
Why didn't you bring it down?
I forgot about it.
I mean, it has Hanging with the Boys on it. It doesn't say Kurt Daniels Keep for
Friday
your personal
under
stuff.
My desk. I shoved it under my desk.
We got a gift from one of our avid listeners.
I'll bring it.
Bring it tomorrow. We'll
bring it down.
He's staying with Jess. You know, Jess took 2 years to give us our food?
Well,
I mean, he's staying with his partner.
Not as long as I owe you, you'll never go broke.
Three months.
As long as I owe you, you'll never go broke.
Shane to get back to him.
That's what Anita said.
I was, yeah.
As long as I'm saying to you, you always be waiting on it.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Look who's coming up in here.
We out.
See ya.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?